Tip number 86. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcast tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, Skype Echo. The Tech Podcast Network uses GoToMeeting to conduct online business meetings and training. But did you know GoToMeeting is the easiest way for an organization to conduct online business meetings? I asked Andy McCaskey from the Slashdot Review what he likes best about GoToMeeting.
I like the way you can give someone control of your desktop to make an editing change.
Sound too good to be true? Try GoToMeeting free for yourself for 30 full days. You don't need a credit card. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. And now back to our tip. Now, this tip can be helpful for both someone new to Skype or someone who might be having problems with their Skype account. Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, is a free voiceover IP application. All you need is a computer, an internet connection, and a headset mic. With Skype, you can basically call anyone else who has a Skype account, free anywhere on the planet. Now, setting up a Skype account is quite easy, and if you check out Quick Start number 2 at the 1 Minute Tip website, we'll walk you through the setup process. So your very first call on Skype generally sounds something like this. Hello, hello, can you hear me? So instead of calling up your friend or coworker with this test message, what you might want to do is check your configuration by yourself. Go ahead and dial echo, no space, 123. You'll hear a recorded message, which means you can hear. Then you have up to 10 seconds to leave a message. Then the message will be played back to you, so you'll know then that your microphone works as well. This way you can set your levels and your volume before you make your first call. And if you enjoy using Skype, you might want to check out how other people are using it at share.skype.com and check out the user forms. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com.